Thanks, Morales. All right, so I saw this earlier. The Orlando Magic are going to retire the number. Do you want to say something, Mason? Your hands in the air.
Yeah, my hands in the air. I was going to say at any moment could be your chance to win our BBGO gift bag, which great BBGO product and a pair of tickets to see Lakers Clippers on Sunday. Keep on listening.
Yeah, don't turn the radio off or change the station or else you blow your chance to win Laker tickets. And Michael, they blow their chance to see the resurgence, the return to the in-season tournament form, which starts tonight.
That's right.
Of course.
What are you laughing at, Pepe?
I'm not laughing.
It sounds like you doubt
it. Does sound better, Brian.
No doubt.
Hey, so the Orlando Magic are, in celebration of their 35th anniversary, they are going to officially retire number 32 in honor of Shaquille O'Neal. He played in Orlando for 4 years. Should his number be retired in Orlando?
100%.
100%.
They have nobody else's number retired.
He made them literally relevant for a few years. Yeah. Single-handed.
Dwight Howard got him to their first ever NBA Finals. Made it a destination spot. Once they got him, they were able to sign guys like Horace Grant.
Penny was already there, right?
No, they got drafted at the same time, didn't they? Penny and Shaq?
Let me think.
No, Penny came out the year. Penny came the next year.
The next year?
Yeah.
Shaq put Orlando on the map. I have zero problem with them retiring.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Michael, no.
That's it. Pepe, you disagree? No.
Yeah, we're all in on it.
Yep. Okay.
Stop hating on Shaq.
Do you hate Shaq?
No.
You don't want Shaq to be today?
I was.
Do you want him to be retired or not? His number retired or not?
Yeah, I'm absolutely okay with it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It was just a question.
In agreement.
Be okay. It's all right. Don't be so sensitive.
I'm not. You're the one that's saying, today, of all days.
Should the Dodgers retire Freddie Freeman's number when he retires?
It's a little early.
Depends. It's way too early.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
If he gets three more championships.
Well, that's
Shohei,
like saying, should the Lakers retire Karl Malone's number?
No. He was only there for 1 year.
Right. But Freddie's only been there for two.
But he's going to be here for another three.
Well, LeBron's going to get his number retired here.
Sure.
And he's been here for four years.
5 years.
Five years.
Yeah, it's his fifth year.
That's totally different to Freddie Freeman.
Why?
Yeah, because you're talking about some nonsense.
Michael, I know what you're saying. If he plays out his contract, if he plays 5 years here,
that's a different story.
And the Dodgers do win a World Series while he's here, I think, and then
he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The Dodgers only retire Hall of Famers.
Really?
Yeah. Is that not true?
But they just did.
They've
Fernando.
Done two that haven't been. Right. Jim Gilliam, who died young, and Fernando.
Yeah.
Lakers only retire Hall of Fame numbers.
That's true.
What's up, Foo?
And in-season tournament banners.
That's right.
Hey, don't knock it. We have more than the Celtics.
It's cursed. We have gone into the tank since they hung that.
Tonight, the resurgence starts.
There are a lot of teams that don't even have that.
Well, correct. They don't even have that.
A banner?
All other teams.
Yeah.
No other team has one.
Yeah.
Take that.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. I saw the story a couple days ago, and I saw John actually send it in today, and I don't know if I actually believe it.
Okay.
Mikal Bridges says he's eaten Chipotle every single day for 13 years.
Yes.
I've kind of heard these stories before, but
there has to be a day where he hasn't eaten Chipotle.
There must be.
Traveling.
Why?
Yeah, well, because, for example.
But there are Chipotles
close
everywhere.
On Christmas, no?
No, but are there? In every NBA city, is there a Chipotle?
I bet you there's not.
Like, Michael and I always talk about when we do reads for In-N-Out during the games.
Sure.
And we always ask the engineer, do you have In-N-Out here? And most of the time, the answer is no.
Well, east of the Mississippi.
Well, there's only one east of the Mississippi.
But there's 28 NBA cities because there's two teams in New York and two in L.A. All 28 have Chipotle?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
So I'm looking.
Like Chipotle has 3,300 locations in the United States.
Okay, type in, is there Chipotle in OKC? Or is there Chipotle in Milwaukee?
Yeah, there are some in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has that. I don't know if it's Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma. But I can't imagine.
Yeah,
to answer your question,
Oklahoma City.
Brian, to answer your question, there in 13 years,
it's crazy.
There
right?
had to be a day where he couldn't get.
By the way,
Chipotle.
Four Chipotle locations in Oklahoma City.
Okay. Wow. Check Milwaukee.
Yeah,
Milwaukee.
Pretty
Chipotle.
Far north.
And then
Toronto.
And then Toronto, too, yeah.
Those are be in the Toronto.
Oh, that would be a tough one. Toronto would be a tough
but
one.
But he always could. Like, we have Chipotle on the plane sometimes.
Yeah, but if he's in Toronto overnight.
But he could, you know, do what you do and take the food with him.
That's right. That's right.
That's true. Good idea.
But
there
would
no
be
Chipotle in Hawaii or Alaska.
Okay, Brian, I just think the law of averages suggests that you would have a day where you just, if the planets didn't line up and you couldn't get to Chipotle.
I don't believe it. You know why? Because we're talking about NBA time. But when he goes on vacation, let's say he goes to Europe, do you think they're going to have Chipotle there?
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, no, that's good a good point.
Yeah.
Do you? So in the end, do you believe he's had Chipotle every day for 13 years?
I do not.
No.
I think something... I think maybe on average,
yeah.
Like maybe he had Chipotle three times in one day, but I don't think he's at it every single day.
See, Bergman, do you believe it?
I mean, not every single day, but I think most days he does. So he's saying, I eat Chipotle every
Brian,
day.
Brian, you're not buying it.
I'm not. The only way I'm buying it is if he stocks up. He buys a couple burritos at a time.
You're taking it too literally.
I go on runs, right?
I do too.
Go on runs where all of a sudden I'm eating the same thing every day for a period of time. I remember the Popeyes run, which was famous. It lasted 2.5 weeks. I had spicy chicken sandwiches every single night. I went on a run. But for 13 years, no friggin' way.
Like when I went to Italy, I had linguine and clams every day I was there.
So
I was
good.
There for 17 days.
Red sauce, white sauce?
Normally white.
Yeah, I like white sauce.
But I didn't get it at the same place.
Right.
You know, I worked around. So I don't think he's been to Chipotle every day.
No, I
when we play the Nets, I'll find a way to find out.
Chipotle's delicious, though.
Oh, the travail, the 1%. When I was in Italy, I ate linguine.
You know,
you lived in Italy.
Yeah. But I was working.
Like, you guys know who owns Chipotle?
McDonald's.
Oh, does it? I thought it might be KFC.
No, McDonald's owns Chipotle.
So, Maze, you have a Starbucks every day.
I do have you know what? Very few days do I go without Starbucks.
Are they open 365? They open on Christmas Day?
Yes, Christmas Day. I got an espresso on Christmas Day.
I have a Starbucks every day.
There you go.
Every day, Pepe? 365 days a week? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No way.
Is there anything you've had it? You've already had it today?
He's got it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. Is there anything you can eat every day for that long?
For that long, 13 years? I would eat pasta every day for 13 years. That's my favorite meal.
I pretty much have at least one banana every day.
Okay.
Me too.
There's a banana in your pocket.
Sometimes when we travel, I don't get them, or if they're too brown, I won't get them.
Too brown.
Yeah, I like them ripe. I like them almost yellow, green.
But not
so
green.
Do I. I like yeah. no. You like them ripe. I like them
greenish.
Little
green? Not ripe.
Lime
the opposite
green?
Of ripe.
Like lime green.
No.
You
I like
them after they're a little soft.
After they're a little soft, okay, when they get a little
I like them.
Dark.
I like them as hard as I can get.
I like them yellow, not green.
No.
But not also not with black spots.
Yeah, there you go. So you're looking to thread the needle.
I'm looking for the black and that sort of mushiness that bananas.
That's the one time, Mace, I will go with those banana split.
Oh, bananas.
Yeah, that's when they're good. Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so a 13-year-old Willis Gibson has kind of taken the internet by storm, claiming to be the first person ever to beat Tetris.
Yeah,
the
I
game,
saw this
Tetris,
kid.
13
yeah.
years old. They're calling him a prodigy and everything. He got to a level 157 before Tetris, the code ran out, so the game glitched out, and I guess that's like the kill screen. It's apparently reported that only AI has done this before.
Really?
How impressive.
And this 13-year-old kid has done it.
And it just did it this week.
On the Game Boy?
Are you guys aware
I think it was on the computer.
That at several United States universities, you can get a degree in gaming.
Sure.
So this kid's going to get a scholarship.
There's a lot of money in it.
The Lakers, by the way, are one of several NBA teams that have a gaming team.
Yes.
And there was like a draft. And they would like, this kid's obviously going to be like the Caitlin Clark
sure.
of the video game draft, and everybody's going to want it. So even though he's just playing video games, this is a means to an end for this kid.
Sure.
He's not going to have to pay to go to college, and when he gets out, one of these teams, these video game teams, is going to pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars to play for their team.
And I saw
this guy's set. He's 13. He's set for
I
life.
I saw the video of this kid, and he dedicated it to his dad, who passed away this past year, and he was very, very emotional about it. It's a really cool story, and John, you're right. There is a future in playing video games. Aren't video games part of the X Games?
And here's another thing. You know that there are John Ireland and Michael Thompsons of video games. There are announcers that all they do is announce other people. So if you and Pepe and Mason are playing a video game, they would hire Michael and I to broadcast it.
Sure.
And we would say, welcome back to the video game Super Bowl. It's Steve Mason against Pepe Montilla.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes Mason turning left. And Pepe blocks him. You know, and so there's a whole industry of video games that this kid's going to be able to tap into.
Yeah.
Not only that, if the guy is so bright, he might create new games.
Right. Smart
then
enough.
Then he's off and running.
By the way, if you get into video game design, if you go to work for EA or one of those companies.
One night, Michael and I used to go to this thing called the Masters of the Universe Day.
I remember these.
And
are they don't happen anymore?
We haven't had one in several years.
Oh.
But But Joe Smith, the Laker fan who used to host these, and he's since passed away, may he rest in peace. 1 year, this guy is sitting at our table, and I say to him, I go, you look familiar. And he said, do you see the movie Moneyball? And I said, yeah. He goes, I played the owner of the A's in Moneyball. I go, so you're an actor? He goes, no. He goes, I run a video game company, and Brad Pitt does ads for us in Japan. So he, I think his name was Bobby Kotick.
Okay.
Like, and he was in charge of like, what's the video game that you play?
Call of Duty?
That.
Yeah.
And he was worth $700 million.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. Just for being the guy who invented Call of Duty.
Oh, Call of Duty's a great game. I haven't played in a while. I kind of got over Call of Duty.
Yeah, so but there's a whole industry for this. There's a million places for this kid to go, Brian. So he's that kid's on to something. All right, is that it?
Set for life.
Yeah. I got one
more
for you.
Right, okay, one more. Yeah, do it.
Yeah, so it was announced this week that Snoop Dogg will be added to the Olympic coverage on NBC as a reporter. I think this is a great move.
Yes.
I know it makes you all about the Olympics.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. Every single time Snoop is asked to be part of a broadcast, whether I've interviewed him twice doing sidelines, he's gone in with the Kings and sat in the booth and called the hockey game with him. He's not good, Brian. He's great. He's unbelievable. I've been waiting for a network to do this. He's going to kill it at the Olympics.
Plus, he connects to a generation that may not be into the Olympics, an audience that's younger, a little bit more stoned, and people who are like locked into the game. Now, Bergman, I think you originally said this makes no difference to you whatsoever.
So I love Snoop. I love seeing him do the King stuff when he does anything talking about sports. He's amazing at it. I will not watch him on the
Olympics. You're just not. You don't like
not in the Olympics. It's not something that I am.
Yeah, that's a different discussion. But the thing, Greg, you'll be surprised how good he is at this.
No, he is very good at it. I'm just saying he's not going to push me to the Olympics.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
No,
I will watch.
Wait, Michael, you think it's a bad idea?
It's a horrible idea if you're an athlete. I would not, if he's going to do interviews, I would not, if I was an athlete, Olympic athlete, and I had a race coming up, I'm not sitting down and doing an interview with Snoop Dogg.
Why?
Contact high.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, wait a minute. That actually, you could wind up testing positive if you do an interview with Snoop. That's an excellent point, Michael.
Exactly. All that smoke around, when you get drug tested, you're going to come up positive.
Boy, and I'll tell you, like the more, Michael and I stay in all these hotels. The minute you get off the elevator in a lot of these hotels, you could get a contact high.
It's legal now. It's taken over.
Yeah, it is. In a lot of major cities.
All right, Brian, thank you very much.
Pepe, was the last time you smoked?
Probably when I was still living in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's been a while. All right, coming up next, what happened when Bill Walton bumped into Bill Walton?
Oh, this is good.
That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, you know BB Go. You see their logo on every Lakers jersey. It's Korea's number one food brand. Mouthwatering snacks and meals in minutes. Head over to your local Ralph's and buy $10 worth of BB Go and enter for a chance to win courtside seats to a Lakers game this season. These are the seats that Jack Nicholson sits in. Those seats, the ones surrounding the court. They're worth thousands of dollars, and BBGO and the Lakers are giving away two of them to a lucky fan who buys $10 worth of BBGO. There's also tons of other prizes you can win, including Lakers swag and more BBGO. So just here's how you win. Just get yourself to Ralph's. Buy BBGO for a chance to win. You only have to buy $10 worth. After you buy it, just go to Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps. Lakers.com/BBGOSweeps to upload your receipt and win. By the way, Mason and I are going to be there a week from Monday. We're going to be at Ralph's in Redondo Beach if you want to come see it in person. And they have tons of BBGO there. So you can come see us do the show. Sasha Vujicic, Derek Fisher are going to do it with us. And that's Monday the 15th of January.
Fish and Machine together.
Yeah, together with us. And you can buy BBGO and enter this contest, which runs through February 6th. BBGO. The official game day snack of the Lakers.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Friday. All right. So congratulations, Gustavo Barrera. He is our winner on BBGO Ticket Friday. He gets a BBGO prize package plus a pair of tickets to see the Lakers and the Clippers on Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. BBGO is the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Congratulations, Gustavo Barrera.
All right, before you get to Bill Walton, I got a couple of things. Interesting thought here from, of all people, David Singer.
David Singer.
He says, if I'm an Olympic athlete and I wanted to smoke pot, I would love to get interviewed by Snoop, so you can have a built-in excuse if you test positive. You just say, Snoop Dogg interviewed me, that's why I'm positive.
That's a great point. That's actually really smart. I agree.
Dave, you've gotten smarter since you left us.
Oh, Dave is doing great. Bill Walton, Frank Caliendo, this is great.
So we love Frank Caliendo. He's a master impressionist.
He's great.
And he's been on our show many, many times. So Dave Posh and Bill Walton.
Which one's his favorite impersonation?
Well, Madden is the one where he made all his money.
Yeah,
but so Frank lives down in Arizona, and Dave Posh and Bill Walton were doing a game in Arizona. So they were coming back from a break, and Caliendo happened to be at the game. So he came down and sat right in between the two of them and put a headset on. But when you're watching the game, it was a voiceover. So you don't know it's not Walton, but this is what it sounded like.
Ah, yes, the beautiful desert. Here we are, the cacti, plural for cactus, as if you didn't know. Look at the beauty, the sensational, the green that you wouldn't even believe was an owl. What? Where is Harry Potter when you need him? Being delivered by a... Is that a Gila monster? Is that what that is?
That is a Gila monster.
That Gila, it doesn't matter which it is. Here we go, an epic battle at the McCain Center. You're not getting a word in. I'm making a lot of people incredibly entertained at this point, trying to stop you from talking. Here it is, loving, enjoying the earth that is. We're at the McHale Center, the center of a cactus, a prehistoric giant cactus patch where they constructed this great building that we're at today. Where have you been?
Bill Walton is the best.
Frank Caliendo is awesome.
He's good.
That has a ringer for
Madden, and his John Gruden are his two best.
John Gruden is a good one too. Yeah. Both.
We used to bring him on.
Both impressions now sort of carbon dated, right?
He's really.
Yeah. What do you mean? What?
Madden never goes out of date.
You think Madden's timeless? You think kids today know who Madden is?
They know him through the video.
Oh, they know him through the video game. That's right. Sure. All right. So I came across the most stunning number today,
which is.
So in 2020, 74 of the top 100 shows were NFL games.
Okay.
This year, it is 97 of 100 games are the highest rated shows.
Of sporting events.
Of everything. 97 of the top 100 rated shows this year were all NFL.
Do you know the three that weren't?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let me
see
guess.
If you can guess the three that made the list that weren't.
I'm going to guess, and this is in 2023?
2023, yes.
All right, so it's not an Olympic year. I'm going to guess one was the Oscars.
The one is the Oscars. Yep, you got that.
Okay. I'm going to guess... Do you guys think the Succession finale would be in there?
I was just going to say that.
All right, Succession finale.
Streaming doesn't count.
Are the other two sporting events, either one?
Neither.
Okay. So
one is one that is on every channel.
State of the Union?
State of the Union.
Okay.
And the other one is super shocking, but was one of the highest rated shows of the year. It was on Thanksgiving.
Like Macy's Day Parade?
Macy's Day Parade had a gigantic number this year. So those are the only three non-football shows that rated in the top 100 in 2023.
It's one of the most underreported things in the world. NFL football is a gigantic cash cow. That's why, by the way, Fox, and it's the only sport where every network is involved.
Everybody's got a piece.
Fox, CBS, ABC, Amazon, Netflix has this quarterback series now, and they're probably coming for it. The NFL, if you had picked the two worst teams in the NFL, if you had a game between
Carolina,
the Jets and the Panthers.
Carolina and the Patriots.
Or, yeah, Patriots and Carolina, it would outrate the World Series.
Yeah.
It would outrate the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
That's how big
but
that
you know
NFL
why?
Is.
You know why? Because the games are unpredictable.
Right.
And then you can be watching the best game of the season between those two teams
that you don't even care about. And fantasy football has worked wonders for this.
Oh, yeah. Every
you know,
game
now,
means something.
Now there's a game where
which network is paid the most? Or they pay equal?
They don't pay.
No, the
Monday Night Football package is big.
No, the Sunday Night Football package is
the
most
biggest,
expensive
right.
because they can flex into games.
Yeah,
so NBC pays the most.
Yeah, they pay the most, and they get a Super Bowl every 3 to 5 years. Amazon paid a ton of money to get in the door.
Yeah.
On Thursday nights, but they don't have a Super Bowl. If you get the Super Bowl, that's the biggest cash cow of the year because it's the highest rated show every year. And you can use it to promote all your other programs.
I want to get to one thing. Before we go to break.
Yes.
So I follow movies. Pepe, you follow movies really closely, too.
That's right.
Sunday night are the Golden Globe Awards. I want to make a six-leg parlay on the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday. So give me best...
Six-leg pays a lot, by the way.
Give me best drama, Oppenheimer.
Okay.
Best actress, Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon. Best actor, drama, Bradley Cooper. Best comedy musical, Barbie. Best actress, Emma Stone. Best actor, Paul Giamatti.
What's Emma Stone in?
She's in a movie called Poor Things.
Okay.
I really liked it. Did you see it?
I want to see
good.
That.
So what odds can I get on that? Six-leg parlay.
How much are you betting?
$5,000 mythical dollars.
I think you're going to get a lot.
Six for six, though. Six for six is tough.
Are you picking somewhere. Are you picking Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Who are you picking?
I'm picking Bradley Cooper. Some of these are not... locks like
you
that's
get,
a jump
you get
ball
45-1 if you hit it, so 45 times five, whatever that is, you'll be so far ahead that we'll never
ding,
well the, this year you were ding. So far ahead and I caught you, but
I bet
you backed
big.
Into me.
Okay, so yeah. 45-1.
Yep.
All right.
And the woman, who's the woman?
Lily Gladstone, who's the actress from Killers of the Flower Moon, and Emma Stone, who's from Poor Things.
You don't think is Margot Robbie nominated for Barbie?
She is. I think she's going to get her recognition from the movie winning.
Poor Things. Brought back to life by an unorthodox scientist, a young woman runs off with a lawyer on a whirlwind adventure across the continents. Free from the prejudice of her times, she grows steadfast in her purpose to stand for equality and liberation. I've already seen it. Bride of Frankenstein.
By the way, Michael,
that's the movie you want to see?
You're not totally wrong.
Everybody's saying that it's a great movie.
How can you bring someone back to life?
Well, Michael,
you know, did you see where Emma Stone won an award yesterday and she stood up and in her acceptance speech, she said, when I was a young actress coming up, a casting director said to me, if you're a man in Hollywood, your career is a marathon. If you're a woman, it's a sprint. You've got to take these parts where you can get them. And she fought back on it. She said, that was the worst advice you could have given me. It's not true. Isn't it kind of true, though?
No. What about all the great actresses who had great
careers?
Here's the thing. There's maybe five actresses that continue to work into their 40s and 50s, right?
That's not true.
No, it is true.
It is.
Here's my view. I have a lot of actor friends, okay? Mm-hmm. So women in particular do really well up to 40.
Right.
And then they stop getting cast until they get to about 60.
And then they start getting cast again.
So there's a rough period there because movies tend to cast younger. But women do have another chance. They get a golden age once they get to 60. That's my opinion of it anyway.
Well, and what happens a lot is they cast older men and younger women. Like, there's this, there's a rom-com out right now, or it came out last month, called Anyone But You.
Yeah, Glenn, he was on the podcast.
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell, yeah.
And Sydney Sweeney, who's from Euphoria.
Yeah.
He's 36, she's 24. And typical.
Yeah.
That's, remember we had Catherine Zeta-Jones on the show years ago,
yep.
And she was in a movie, and her love interest was Sean Connery.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
She was Entrapment. She was 30, and he was 65.
Yeah.
That's what they're fighting against.
I was, years ago when I was doing the Snyder Show, I would sign off on different guests, and there was this guest I didn't know, and they said, no, trust me, you want her. She's going to be. In walks Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God. She's like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen
stunning.
In my life. She really is.
She's from Wales.
Yes, from Wales. Oh, I got a good question for you coming up, Pepe. This is a good one.
Okay.
Ask him now.
Okay, yesterday... Should I do it?
Sure.
Okay, so yesterday we did a bit called Start, Bench, Cut. Start, Bench, Cut. And we did
see
it
if they come up with the same answers.
No, I actually have a different one for Pepe.
Okay.
Okay, so J-Lo, Halle Berry, and
Jennifer Aniston
were the ones yesterday. Pepe, because it's you, I put together a different Start, Bench, Cut for you. So
is Raquel Welch on this?
Raquel Welch, Gina Lollobrigida, Sophia Loren.
Ooh.
Start, Bench, Cut.
Sophia Loren?
Is your start?
Your start. That's the right answer.
Yeah, I agree, by the way.
Bench? And who are the other two?
Gina Lollobrigida and Raquel Welch.
Gina and Raquel.
Oh, Raquel, you're cutting?
You're cutting Raquel Welch?
Did you ever see Gina's movies?
No. I just know it's an old-fashioned name that you would probably know who it was.
Gray. Gray actress.
So you're benching her. You're starting.
He's keeping Gina Sophia on the
Loren.
Roster, and he's cutting Raquel. I'm taking her off the cut list.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Because you don't even remember Gina. Squad. Gina was beautiful,
right.
Too.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Barbarella?
There really is no... Barbarella was Jane Fonda.
That was Jane Fonda.
Raquel Welch?
No,
she was 10,000-year-old... What was her movie?
What was Raquel Welch?
That one.
10,000-year-old...
Rollerball.
Yeah.
Raquel Welch.
All right, coming up next.
You know nothing, man.
I knew it was Jane
Oh, my
Fonda.
God.
Okay, coming up next, here it is. I've got, let's do this. The Athletic did a survey of NFL players, and they've listed their top five stadiums to play in. So you guys can take a crack at that coming up next. In the meantime, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So you're ready for the weekend, probably got big plans. You start driving over to meet your buddies or whatever, and bam, another car hits you. You're angry, you're frustrated, you ache a little. What should you do? You got to call my friend Jacob. Put this number in your phone. I'm serious. Put it in your phone. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you want to call Jacob immediately. He and his team are available 24/7, so no matter what time of day or night, you can call Jacob from the scene. He and his team will walk through the process with you, taking photos, not just of your car, but the other car too, getting witness phone numbers, all these other tips that can strengthen your case. So before going out this weekend, put Jacob's phone number in your phone. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Wait a minute, is this a new Mario Ruiz song?
This is brand new, Mario Ruiz.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Sounds good.
Just dropped.
You know the name of it?
Right Beside Me.
Right Beside Me, okay.
And I'm sure Mario always does this. He does great video pieces on his Instagram, too. I haven't seen yet, but it usually promotes his new songs that way. So good for Mario, man.
At I Am Mario Ruiz.
Thank you.
And as Cappy would say, this is a new junt.
A new what?
New junt.
How do you spell that?
J-U-N-T.
Okay, joint. And is that a thing, or is that just something Cappy made up?
It's a joint. He says it's the new joint, but he says junt.
Oh, it's the new
junt. So I've been thinking about this. You said The best stadiums in the NFL. I think three of them are obvious.
According to players, they did a survey of 84 players.
All right, Michael, tell me, and Pepe, tell me if you agree. I think three are obvious.
Do we get three strikes?
Yeah, yeah, get three strikes.
All right, here are the three I think are obvious. Everybody says Green Bay is like the field of dreams. It's like a magical place. So I think Green Bay is one of them. You guys agree or disagree?
It's kind of old. Historic,
yeah, it's old.
But
nostalgic.
It's supposed to be literally like the field of dreams. All right, so Green Bay.
Number four.
Okay. SoFi is the most expensive stadium ever built. It costs $5 billion. There's no way either that or Jerry World, which cost $1 billion, the two biggest, most expensive, most lavish stadiums in the country.
What, by the way, what is the name of this corporate sponsor of Jerry World?
AT&T.
AT&T, okay, got it.
I think they're both there.
Yeah.
Michael, you agree? Pepe, you agree?
I agree.
All right, both SoFi and AT&T.
SoFi, number three. AT&T,
Jerry World,
number
not
eight.
There.
Yeah, number
okay.
eight.
Okay. All right,
again,
so
this
that's
is players
one strike.
And where they'd like to play, where they like playing.
Okay.
What about Pittsburgh?
I've heard, no, it's too cold.
How about?
Are you talking about field conditions or
no,
just
where you
want
to play if you were a player?
You ask a player, what's your favorite place to play?
Michael, you didn't go, but this is a weird one. But 5 years ago, Trudell got us tickets to go see the Vikings play in Minnesota. It's the nicest stadium I've ever seen.
I was just going to say that.
It is the nicest, it's better than SoFi. It's that nice. Mm-hmm. Should we roll the dice on that one?
I would.
All right, Minnesota, indoors. Mace. U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota.
Number two.
What about Vegas? Oh. Favorite city, great weather.
So you're missing one in five.
Okay.
Vegas got to be on the list, right? It's Vegas.
I like it.
Good weather.
Yeah.
New stadium.
Super Bowl's going to be there. It's brand
Vegas
new.
Vegas is probably five.
All right, let's go Vegas.
Number seven.
No, so that's a strike.
Oh, so that's a strike, sorry.
All right, so we're down to our last one.
Right, you're missing
what
number
could
one.
Number one be?
Is it
I was surprised.
Is it an older stadium?
Another stadium that we used to go to before they left the league is, remember that Lumen Field in Seattle is super nice. They knocked down the King Dome and built so it's new. And it's nice, but it's outdoors, so that might not be there.
I'm going to go Lucas Field, Indianapolis.
No. That's why would you want to go there?
Yeah, well,
do you really want to go there?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
If
so
it's
I don't think it's, I don't think it's New England.
Soldier Field.
No, too cold. What about the Florida stadiums? No,
what, Miami?
Superdome.
Miami.
No.
Miami.
You want to do my?
I know. New Orleans. The New Orleans Stadium.
Superdome.
Yeah.
No, it's super.
I'm
not going to take that as an answer. Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
One of the stadiums is in the AFC West, and the other stadium is in the NFC West.
Oh, Arizona.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Can't be.
Phoenix. Beautiful weather.
No, it's got to be Seattle. That stadium in Seattle is
and
so nice.
AFC West.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It might be Kansas City.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's cold there.
Nope, we're going Kansas City.
Number one.
Yeah.
And right. By a lot.
Yeah.
By
Kansas
a lot.
Kansas City is like supposedly like the place to go watch a game. All right, so that's the one in the AFC
and
West.
By the way, you were all over the other one.
So the other one is
it the NFC West team.
Arizona?
No. It's the one you've been talking about.
Seattle?
It's Seattle?
Lumen Field.
Oh, yeah.
Lumen Field is number
nice.
Five. Yeah.
It's super nice.
So it goes Arrowhead, then U.S. Bank Stadium, which is Minnesota.
That's a good pull, Pepe, Arrowhead.
SoFi, then Lambeau Field, then Lumen Field in Seattle.
Yeah.
By the way, Allegiant Stadium, number seven. AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, number eight.
What's the least favorite?
But number six.
Jacksonville's the least favorite, right?
Where's NRG Stadium?
Houston.
That's last.
What's interesting about that is... That's where the college football championship game is on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it's a good city. That's why for conventions and stuff.
I hate Houston.
Why?
Oh, it's the worst town in America.
No, I love Houston.
Houston and Orlando, man.
If you stayed in our hotel, you would not feel
that
way.
I do not even want to connect through Houston.
Houston, our hotel in Houston is, it's top three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if our hotel in Miami wasn't so nice, it might be number one, yeah. Don't you think?
And the Maestros at the Post Oak area, I think is better for sightseeing than the one here in L.A., if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's a Maestros. Tillman Fertitta owns the hotel and Maestros.
Oh, got it.
He owns them both.
Does he own all the Maestros?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He also owns the Golden Nugget. He's doing
really?
He's doing okay.
It seems like it's working out
so
for him.
So, Pepe, are we going to be able to understand this game, or is it going to be some confusing word jumble that none of us will be able to figure out?
I think that is very simple for bright minds.
All right.
Okay.
So you like my chances,
Michael.
Simple for bright minds.
All right. So Pepe's got the game.
Do you have one right
it
answer?
It is Greg,
or two
Brian,
wrong answers?
Mason, me, and Michael
yes.
coming up next.
We will do that coming up. In the meantime, let me take a minute here. It's the weekend. And, you know, people look forward to the – maybe you're not looking forward to it. Maybe you're feeling depressed. You don't want to get out of bed. Maybe you're anxious, something you're making you nervous, or you're just feeling anxious, or you're feeling overwhelmed, like too much is coming at you. There is no shame at all in reaching out for help to deal with your mental health. Right now, the L.A. County Department of Mental Health, who I've teamed up with here, is offering free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. They've got a 24/7 hotline number, 800-854-7771.
Can I call that number if the Lakers lose tonight? Because if they do, I'm going to need emotional
you
support.
Okay, good. You may call that number.
Good. I'm not going to need it, but I'm just checking.
All right. Again, that number, 800-854-7771. You can visit the website, dmh.lacounty.gov, dmh.lacounty.gov. With the L.A. County Department of Mental Health, they are focused on hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. It's the theme song for Potpourri of Lies, which is Game of Games today. Here he is, the Lie Master, Pepe Mantilla.
All right, Pepe, we've got
several players here. Greg, Brian, Mace, me, and Michael. And the game belongs to Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, what is the game today?
I have in my hand a yellow envelope.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
With the questions,
that were approved, hermetically sealed.
They were approved by the association.
Okay, good.
Okay, you know some association. No.
Who did you?
What association?
You know, Wendy. Remember the song Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the association.
That was the band. You got approval from the band,
all right.
Association.
What's in the envelope, Pepe? Let's go.
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
El Carnacco.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, here we go.
Pepe's got the envelope up to his head like Karnak.
He is opening his yellow envelope. He is unfolding his script for this lie-filled game.
Two right answers and three wrong answers.
Yeah.
Multiple choice, Pepe?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, pay attention, okay?
Okay.
No complaints.
You got it.
All right, more complaints.
You got your yellow card?
Who wrote the song I'm a Believer for the Monkees?
Okay.
Neil Sedaka, Mickey Dolenz, or Neil Diamond?
Brian. Neil Sedaka, Mickey Dolenz, or Neil Diamond? You're going Mickey Dolenz. Greg.
Neil Sedaka.
Mace.
Neil Sedaka.
The answer is Neil Diamond. Michael.
Sedaka.
Is it Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Michael, did you not hear John say the answer is, and then you just went the other way?
What do you mean?
He said the answer. I said the answer is Neil Diamond, and you go Neil Sedaka.
Well, that doesn't mean you knew it.
He said, I
know it.
But you guys always say that.
I will take a point from you, but you don't have any.
Exactly.
You can go to minus one.
All right, go ahead, Pepe.
Okay.
Number two.
This is harder, okay?
Okay.
No complaints. Who invented the bread slicing machine?
The bread slicing machine, okay. Okay. What are the choices?
Otto Frederick Rohweder, mm-hmm. Hans von Frieder, or Fritz Weber?
Otto, Hans, or Fritz, Greg?
The middle one.
Hans.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Mace.
I know this one. It's Fritz.
In that case, I'll take Hans.
Otto.
Michael.
Otto.
Michael's going Otto. Brian.
Let's go Otto.
Who is it, Pepe?
Otto.
Yeah. Ah! So Michael gets it and Brian gets it.
Damn.
Okay. It's one for Brian, one for John, one for Michael. Here's number three.
This is very easy for all of you that at one point read books.
Okay.
Okay. Who wrote the poem Paradise Lost? Rudyard Kipling, John Milton, or William Shakespeare?
Paradise Lost, Mace. Is it Kipling? Who was the second one?
Milton or Shakespeare?
Kipling, Milton, or Shakespeare, Mace?
Milton.
Michael, it's you.
Milton.
I also think it's Milton. Brian.
Let's go Milton.
Greg.
Should I be different? Milton.
It is Milton.
Yes! Yeah. Everybody gets it. Now everybody's on the board.
I told you that it was easy.
Okay.
This is easier.
Okay. Oh,
easier.
Michael,
okay,
you're going
good.
First this time.
That right. last one was
Where
easy.
Were French fries invented? Mm. France, Belgium, or the United States?
Belgium.
Michael's going Belgium. Brian?
Let's go United States.
Greg?
Michael was very serious about that.
I know my fries.
Belgium.
Favorite thing to eat.
All right, Greg's going Belgium. Mace?
I'm going France because they call them frites.
No, it's not. France isn't on the list.
Okay, wait.
Wait a minute. Wasn't France on the
yes,
list?
Yes, it is, on,
it
the
is
list.
On the list.
All right, I don't know anyone who enjoys French fries more than Michael Thompson, so I will say Belgium. Pepe, what is it?
It is Belgium.
Yes. Ah! All right, so who else got that besides Michael
can't
and I?
Can't fool me.
I
my did. Potatoes,
Greg.
Baby.
Greg.
No. Greg. Okay.
Favorite potatoes. Potatoes.
So here's the score. Michael 3, John 3, Greg 2, Brian 2, Mason 1.
Am I out of this yet?
No.
All right.
This is harder, okay?
Okay.
Very
it.
Hard.
Okay.
What was the first postal stamp called? The Penny Black, the Queen, or the Royal Kingdom?
What was the first one?
The Penny Black, the Queen, or the Royal Kingdom?
The Penny Black?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to be black.
That's too weird. I'll go with that one. Penny Black. Michael.
I got to go with the black.
Brian.
Let's go Penny Black.
Greg.
Penny Black.
Two word to make up. Penny Black.
You guys really lucky because it's Penny Black.
We're really lucky.
You're lucky. You were just guessing.
No.
Of course
sense.
You were
I just
missing.
Thought it was too unusual.
Yeah,
to make
too
up.
Weird a name for you to
all right,
make
here's
up.
The score. Michael 4, John 4, Brian 3, Greg 3, Mason 2. This one back to Brian. Here we go.
When was the movie True Lies released? 1992, 1991, or 1994?
Let's go 94.
Greg.
Oh, I remember this. 92.
It's a great movie.
It is a great
Mace.
Movie. I'm going to go 92.
I'm also going to go 92. Michael.
91, baby.
You're wrong, baby. It's 94.
Oh, yeah, Brian. So Brian got it. Did Greg, you get it too?
No, I didn't.
Okay, just Brian. Brian, you have now tied Michael and I for the lead.
No.
Pepe, how many questions you have left?
I have 12 if you need to.
No, what number are we on now?
Right now is number 7.
All right,
number
keep going.
Number 7. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Where was the movie True Lies filmed? Rhode Island, Vermont, or Maine?
This one's you, Greg. Rhode Island, Vermont, or
it's
Maine?
All the same area. Let's go Rhode Island. It's another road nor an
Mace.
Island.
I'm going to Maine.
I'm also going to go Maine. Michael.
Rhode Island.
Brian.
Let's go Maine.
What is it, Pepe?
Let's go Rhode Island.
Yes.
Hey.
Michael
nice.
And Greg.
Greg, yes.
Okay, so Michael has the lead,
and Mason.
Greg has tied for second.
Mason got it, too.
Oh, you said Rhode
I
Island?
Said, no, it was Maine, wasn't it?
No, it was Rhode Island.
Oh, well, screw it, then.
Okay.
Don't give me the point.
Pay care. Close attention, okay?
Okay.
I'll add pain.
All right.
Which Beach Boys song did David Bowie cover? Don't Worry, Baby, God Only Knows, or In My Room?
All right, Mace, this is you.
God Only Knows.
My
favorite Beach Boys song.
Read the choices again, Pepe.
Don't Worry, Baby, God Only Knows, and In My Room.
I think it is Don't Worry, Baby. Michael.
God Only Knows.
Brian.
Don't Worry, Baby.
Greg.
God Only Knows.
What's the answer?
God Only Knows.
There
okay.
you go.
So Mace got it. Greg got it.
And Michael got it.
And Michael. So Michael's in the lead with 6.
But I must be out of it by now, right? I got
3. How many are left?
Let me see.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
Yes, I have a tiebreaker.
Okay. Let's do 3 more in the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Do you have
okay.
3 more?
Three.
So
yeah,
am
yeah,
I
yeah,
one
yeah,
back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are two back.
Okay.
No, you're sorry. You're one back.
Michael,
one back.
You should know this one.
I'm two okay. back.
How many major single titles did Pete Sampras win during his career? 15, 11, or 14?
Michael, what's the answer?
14, my man.
Brian.
Said that with some confidence. Let's go 14.
Greg.
I'm not going against Michael, 14.
Mace.
I'm all over 14.
It is 14.
It is 14.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Anyway, shouldn't ask, we shouldn't ask Michael that
see,
one
I'm
first.
Telling you, there is
Mace,
easy,
you are now
questions.
Out. Greg, you are one back. I'm
weekend.
Two back. Brian, you're two back, and there are two to go, so you and I have to go last. Here we go. Michael's going first.
Give
go ahead,
another,
Pepe.
Give me another easy one, Pepe.
Very easy. What is the capital of Morocco? Casablanca, Rabat, or Marrakesh?
What is it, Michael?
Rabat.
Greg.
This is not my option to guess. To Rabat.
All right, Brian, you and I have to go a different way. What are the other two choices?
Marrakesh or Casablanca?
Brian.
Let's go Casablanca.
I'll go Marrakesh.
Rabat.
Okay, so Rabat. Now it's a okay. two it's a two horse race for the last question.
Now I have to
Michael
go different.
Against Greg, and Michael is up by one.
Yes.
Here we
I will go.
Go
opposite.
Okay. Another easy one. Where was Lou Gehrig born? He was born in New York, okay? But where? Manhattan, the Bronx, or Staten Island?
Mm. All right, Michael, Manhattan, the Bronx, or Staten Island. You get this, you win it.
Staten Island.
All right, that's so that leaves Manhattan or the Bronx, Greg?
I don't think he was in Manhattan, so I'll go the Bronx.
You should have gone for Manhattan.
Oh! And Michael Thompson is the winner.
Yes. Way to go, Michael.
I got another one.
You want to do tiebreaker for fun?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many people can be seated in center court at Wimbledon?
Ooh, center court at Wimbledon.
So everybody needs to write down a number. Okay. Center court, inside the whole venue?
Just center court, right?
Center court. All right, I'm going to say... All right, everybody got a number?
Yes.
Okay, I said 11,000. Mace, what'd you say?
I said 5,600.
Okay, Greg.
Two.
Two people.
Two people.
All right, Brian.
I wasn't sure what a center court is, so I said 1,000.
Okay, Michael.
See, I got my damn my hand. Look.
What does that 7K. Mean? 7K. What's the answer, Pepe?
14,179.
Oh, wow.
I have a question.
I'm trying to get Lisa tickets to Wimbledon this year. She's going to be in London. It's hard.
Yeah, Wimbledon's tough. I only went there one time.
Yeah,
I would like to go, really.
Yeah, I'm
tapping. Call up Megan. She'll get you in the royal box.
It's cool. They got them strawberries.
I don't even think Megan's allowed in the royal box anymore. Good, they're not too happy with her.
No, she's not getting into the royal box.
I have another question, if you want it just for fun.
Yeah,
I love your questions, please.
Who wrote the book Lord Jim?
What's the name of the book?
Lord Jim.
Okay.
Lord Jim.
Yep. Lord Jim?
Walt Whitman, Joseph Conrad, or Herman Melville?
Who was the third choice?
Melville.
Herman Melville. I don't think it was him. Who were the first two?
Conrad, and the other one was Whitman.
I think it's Conrad. What do you think?
I think it's Conrad.
Michael?
Whitman.
Whitman.
Greg?
Sure, Whitman.
Conrad.
Yeah. Joseph Conrad.
All right.
Wow.
Good there game, you go. Pepe.
We got a very bookie show today.
Yeah. By the way, Michael is now the... Greg, is it the sixth person to get a one...
It's
one
Trish
point now?
One, Brian one, Ireland one, Bergman one, MT one, so that's five.
Five different winners in the month of January. Good game, Pepe. You have the game next Thursday, okay?
Okay.
You have Tuesday.
Tuesday, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Greg, you have Monday.
On Tuesday, so do it another day.
Right. And then Laura, you have Wednesday, and Brian, you have Friday.
Wait a minute. Pepe, you're not coming in Tuesday?
No, because I don't participate in the questions.
Oh, because Jacob's here on Tuesday. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So tonight is kind of, you better pull out of this thing.
No.
Time
tonight
for the
is
Lakers.
A celebration.
No, it's not a celebration.
It is the return.
They are
of the in-season tournament.
They're on
Lakers.
Very thin. Darvin
All
Ham is on very thin ice.
All is well. Remain calm.
Yeah.
Didn't you see Animal House? All is well.
Let me throw remain you guys. Calm. Let me throw you guys a hypothetical.
Oh, I thought you said let me throw 10,000 marbles on the street.
No. Let me throw you guys a hypothetical. Okay. So they've got this 12.
Exactly.
They've got this 12 games in January. They're already 0-1. If they go, first of all, I think they need to go at least 7-5 and hopefully 8-4.
Okay.
What if they go 5-7 or 4-8 during this long streak of home games when they're about to go out on the road for a 6-game trip that's really tough?
I predict you will go into a full-fledged sky is falling panic.
If they go 4-8?
Yes.
You will not?
I will not.
If they wind up, there'll be 5 games under 500.
You know why I will not?
Why?
I don't want to get fired.
Oh, that's right. You have to remain. Actually, they're paying you to remain calm.
Exactly, and to say things like "all is well."
All is well.
Remain calm. I do believe they're going to win tonight. Pepe, don't you think they're going to win tonight?
I agree with you. They're going to win tonight.
Oh, I think they know they have to win tonight.
No, yeah, I know they're going to win tonight.
It'll be tough without some of their role players, but Ja wants to do. Ja might want to put on a show.
Yeah, he definitely could.
Michael, you have said in the past that Ja Morant is the most athletic guard in NBA history.
Yes.
Why?
Because he has all the attributes that you look for in an athlete. He can leap across, over the building. He's fast as a fox. He can change directions on a nickel. He is fearless. He is skilled. He's just an amazing, amazing athlete.
He can hang in the air for a good 10 seconds.
So close the door and let's go. Yeah, he's the best player ever.
Oh, I didn't say that. I say he's the
he's the most athletic guard ever. Yes. I think that, as George Sedano would say,
Two things can be true at the same time.
Yeah. I think Ja is going to put on a show tonight. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to play great. I think he was missing a chance to be in the bright spotlight of L.A., and I think the Lakers win the game.
By the way, I just saw the highlights. I did not see the game. But the highlights of Wembanyama versus Milwaukee last night
something.
Were stunning.
Ooh, Mace, you can
stunning.
Appreciate this. I got in my massage chair at
I
the end of the third quarter. of the Bucks Spurs game.
Yep.
The fourth quarter was great. I think Wembanyama against Giannis is appointment television.
I mean,
I would right now, if I was running one of the networks, next time those teams play, I would put that game on a network. And then the other game.
Oh, the Jokic
game. The Warriors
game.
Played great for the first 45 minutes and then completely went ice cold in the last three. Michael, that had to be incredibly frustrating for you to watch.
I don't understand how they could sit there game after game and not see the. You saw the Miami game the other night, right? You see how Miami moves the ball?
I know.
Man, they whip
the
ball. Like
they're playing
around.
A game of hot potato.
Yeah, and the Warriors come down and they go isolation ball.
That's always been, by the way, the hot potato game has always been the Golden State
what
Warrior game.
And Mace, they were up by 18 with 7 minutes. To go.
And it's a good thing Jokic hit the three from half court because they were going to lose in overtime anyway.
Were they? Yeah.
By the way, Jokic hit two of those shots against us last year in the sweep, in the four-game sweep, where Anthony Davis had him perfectly covered and he threw up a 40-footer and it went in anyway. I'm starting to think that it's not luck with him. That you gotta guard him.
He's great.
Well, let's go back to Wembanyama for a minute. So he had a couple. Wemby. So a couple of those plays. One play was he had this like Euro step in the paint, then bounced it off the backboard, then got it again and laid it in.
Yeah, he
crazy. Another one he like literally.
You know what LeBron
full,
said about him, right?
No.
He said people are calling this guy a unicorn. He goes, that's not the right word. He's an alien. We've never seen anybody with
what
this skill
set. What about the block
set.
At the end of the game?
Oh, the block
against Giannis.
Amazing.
Yeah. 7'10". He's supposed to block him. Big deal.
Don't big deal this. Are you big dealing Wemby?
The man is 7'7".
Are you like Bergman?
Him.
You're big dealing Wemby. Wemby.
No, I love Wemby. But
Bergman is predicting that Wemby will get hurt and not and be done for
like,
the season.
Like Pepe when he blocks a shot. Oh my God, he blocked a shot. Supposed to.
You know he leads the NBA in blocks.
Does
now.
He really?
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah, he's amazing, and I think they're just scratching the surface on how good he can
player.
Be.
He's not good.
You cannot leave it up the guy open for three anytime because he's going to score.
Who? Yeah, Wemby.
Wemby's really good.
By the way. How old is Wemby?
19.
Oh, I think he'll get better.
Oh, but yeah, maybe. Possibly.
I think he'll get better.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, Mason.
Thank you. I'm not in the league, machine? But I came up with that one.
Look at this. I got my own personal mic. Put it on.
Should we do Super Crosstalk or should we? Yeah, okay, hit it. Let's do some Super Crosstalk. It's Friday. All right. So a little Super Crosstalk. Morales is here. Bergman is here. Shadano will be along.
What do you? You need a label on both sides of your own mic.
I have a personalized mic here now, Shadano and Cappy.
See,
and
you're talking into it.
That's right. And nobody's allowed to speak into this mic.
Well, Cappy has the day off, and Shadano's on the way in. So
I don't want none of y'all spitting in my mic.
Is Shadano coming in today?
Yeah, he's on his way.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think.
Freeways were a mess today. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's Friday.
Yeah, it was jammed. So Morales, did you see Wemby's highlights?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing. But again, who didn't think he was gonna be amazing?
Oh, you're taking the Michael position? Of course he's amazing. He's 7'6".
Well, I mean
that
anybody's 7'6".
No.
Yeah.
He's got skills. You're right.
Bergman, have you changed your opinion on Wemby?
He's been staying healthy for the most part, so yeah. I mean, he is a very talented player. He's staying healthy. I can't
but
say
you
anything
can't call
otherwise.
Him great yet. Like
no, absolutely not.
But he does make spectacular plays, individual plays.
Absolutely.
He knows how to play basketball.
Yes, Pepe.
Yeah.
But do you consider him a great player right now, Pepe?
No, but in a couple of years, he's going to be the best player in the NBA.
You think so? In a couple of years?
Oh, yeah.
Your social media team back there not paying attention to the radio show. Can you come in here? Because we're going to label Michael's mic on the other side.
Oh, for
there's
the
only
love
seven
of
you back there not paying attention. But that's
there
great.
Are a lot of social media
it's
team
amazing.
People here.
They
that's
just,
great.
They do their own show back there.
But here's the thing. We've got, I think,
this
the
is
best
this
social media team there is. I mean, they are all
can
over
I be honest?
All the
we're
time.
We're over
yeah.
budget.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got to deuce a guy? We got to get rid of somebody?
Who's going to go?
Well, I just deuced earlier.
Which one are you going to ice?
I don't know yet.
Is Cody going to survive this?
No, Cody's my
this
friend.
Melee?
He's got a pet
it's
cobra.
Be DeAndre.
Right? Did you know he's got a pet snake?
No. Do you really?
You and Cody? Dwight Howard. Cody.
I do not understand the concept of a pet.
But he wants
snake.
It on the other
either.
Side.
I don't either.
What does a snake do for you?
It's going
to
be like
scare the crap out of everyone that comes over to your house.
I don't get the I have a snake
pet thing or reptiles of any kind.
I hate reptiles.
Here we go.
Right. I do too.
So they're putting Michael, you have your own microphone. You're the only person here that has one.
Nobody's allowed to speak in it. I don't want nobody spitting on my mic.
There you go.
Only you.
Only
you.
Only me. That's my own spit.
Yeah.
Well, perfect.
I don't even like to touch myself.
Just change the microphone and put the name and give him
I'm not going to do that because I want him to actually speak into it, not 5 feet away like earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I think we did better today, though.
We did do better.
Everybody got more on their mic.
And I juiced your processing a little bit on your mic, so now people can hear you constantly playing with it.
Oh, so I do. I don't know when this started.
I don't know when that started.
You know what it
honestly.
Is? It's when I stopped banging the table. I needed to do something.
But there's still table banging going on.
Yeah, there is still. And I get yelled at all the time. My mom and not stepdad Leo watch a show on YouTube. They're like, stop hitting the table.
Because remember, on YouTube, you're hearing crystal clean digital audio. It's not going through the big AM process.
Right.
But you don't listen.
Correct. I've tried. But I mean, I'm an instinctual guy. Oh, okay. Right, that's what I've done for, 50 years doing this.
So for one of Pepe got me into vinyl. I've talked about this.
Oh yeah.
And now because Pepe getting me into vinyl, I got my parents into vinyl for Christmas. So now the whole family's into vinyl, and it's all because of Pepe.
So Pepe, vinyl is so overrated. Here's the thing.
Why is it overrated?
Because you hear that little sizzle when you put the needle on the race. It's like it always.
That's the feeling.
You don't get that.
That is the feeling.
What you're looking for?
It's the back. Yeah.
No. A little nostalgia.
I want a regular digital file that is clean and sounds perfect. Nah. I don't want
too cleaned up.
Imagine you have a smoky room, drinking a little brandy.
Yeah.
So you just want to go back to the 50s.
Sometimes,
yeah.
No, I mean the 60s, the 70s.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This heyday for you guys.
I love vinyl. I really love the porch,
smoking a pipe.
And vinyl isn't cheap now, though.
I always think people like, I had a friend who went over to his house and he was doing vinyl. He's like, I've got this record, I've got this record. And he's just like, yeah. And I'm like, he's so NPR. He's such an NPR. NPR people listen to vinyl.
I'm not an NPR person. Trust me, I'm not. And I listen to vinyl.
But don't you get that the sizzling sound exists?
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
The warmth is good.
Adds a little ambiance.
I have no problem.
What is wrong with you?
Hate it. It's people trying to be fancy and cool.
No, the music sounds so warm, and you could hear the difference between the instruments because it's not compressed down into a digital file.
That's right.
So when exactly right, Pepe.
He's doing a better job of describing this than anybody else.
So when you put on Pearl Jam Alive album, you hear it so full because you're hearing every instrument as it was mixed in analog. Now, all these new artists, like Taylor Swift, are releasing everything in vinyl. That doesn't do anything because it's already compressed and it's digital in a studio. So you're like, going digital to analog.
So when she releases,
they're not recording analog in those studios, so it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing you're going to hear on Apple on Spotify.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Sergeant Pepper album and vinyl,
yes.
The original. Man, it's amazing.
Right, and
amazing.
By the way, I'm sure like a crazy collector's item and all that kind of.
It feels like Sergeant Pepper's right there with you.
Yeah, that's nice.
There you go.
So
this is into what's new, what's now.
What's new, what's next? That's what I say. What's new, what's next?
Because when you see Mace, that's what you think. What's new, what's next?
Am I not a what's new, what's next kind of guy?
Yeah.
I'm big what's new, what's next. Mm. I'm big evolve or die. I'm big on those things.
What's wrong with that? But you got to appreciate the past too, Mace. Just don't discard it.
The old days.
Like, but not like Mike.
What do you mean like not like me?
Because every time we said something, you go, back in the 50s, when they play, they hit this. In football, they shouldn't do this. You always go back to the same thing.
You always go back to
because
the same thing.
Soften up all the rules now.
And then you go back because Riley said, you always said that.
Yes. Yeah, Pat Riley's proven right.
You don't have to keep on telling us that over and over and over again.
By the way, is Laura back there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That aliens have invaded Miami.
This is a good story. I'm glad you brought this up.
This is so fake.
No,
what do you mean? No.
I've seen a lot of video evidence.
You explain what I'm talking about. Here, we can't hear you for some reason. Even though your mic is on, we can't hear you.
Down in Miami, Florida, they had an incident. And all we really know is the report is that there were 13-foot-tall aliens at the shopping center.
Yes, there were.
In Miami.
I saw one.
And there were more police cars than I've I mean, it's unbelievable.
Like over 100.
Yeah, it was insane. Now, something was going on there. They say it was kids fighting, but I don't think you send 500 police cars if it's just kids fighting. There's something else going on there.
So they say aliens were in the mall?
Yeah. That's the report.
Now, there's Laura. Wait, Laura, explain what you know here.
Okay, so I went down this rabbit hole. Apparently, they're saying that at this mall, there was about 100 teenagers that were fighting with sticks. But I did a lot of investigations.
Digging,
yeah. Digging. And a lot of people were saying that there was about 10 to 15 unmarked black helicopters hovering
all over the mall.
See? There was over 100 plus police cars, and the people that were already inside that weren't allowed out, when they were leaving, they were asked for their phones so they can get erased before they can actually leave the mall.
See, I think it's a conspiracy.
Of course it is.
And I think it's real.
By the way, I exaggerated.
It's a conspiracy and aliens are involved.
I exaggerated. They are 10 foot tall. They're not 13 foot tall.
No, it was like 7 to 10. That's what the report.
Did anybody take a picture of with their phones?
No, so they were saying that they tried.
No, they took all the phones.
They were saying the people that were saying that they tried, either the ones that were able to get anything, they were erased when they were getting out. And then the second thing was, when they were trying to take it, it was like blurry, so they couldn't actually get an actual picture.
So
it's like
I
shot up a force field.
Let me add something to this. I've got a
They jammed the electronic signal, man.
Uh-huh.
The aliens jammed it.
They're coming to get you.
You bet your ass they are.
They're coming to take you back home.
I've got a tweet from Krusty Spam. This is from Krusty Spam.
Hi, Krusty.
Yeah. And it's a video of all the police officers and police people there. He says, bro, this is insane. I don't ever tweet about like weird stuff happening in the world, but this is too effing weird. Like, I'm just a Minecraft YouTuber and this Miami Mall stuff is too insane to not tweet about. I'm telling you, aliens are real and the government is trying to hide this plane.
Now, in all seriousness,
yeah, that was Krusty Spam.
Do you believe, like Krusty Spam, that aliens are real? Do you believe that we are the only living beings
I do not.
I
believe
in the universe. No, I don't believe that, but do you think that they're visiting us from trillions of light years away?
That's the issue.
I do believe it.
And Michael, how did they get here, Pepe?
They time traveled like on Star Trek. They beamed them up.
Because we don't know if they're ahead of us, smarter than us.
Well, probably
they're smarter than you, because a lot of people are smarter than you.
Pepe, you know how we know they're smarter than us? They could have gone anywhere. And they went to Miami. That's pretty smart.
South Beach.
That's what Michael and I would do. If they said, you can go anywhere, Sedona would say, Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
If I was an alien and I wanted to come land on Earth, that's exactly where I would go.
Was Sedona an alien landing in Miami?
Maybe an illegal one.
That
place is right next to the arena.
Oh, exactly.
They were looking for you, Michael. They just came late.
Bayside Marketplace is literally, you know, when you
I know,
pull,
I recognize it's right it. I ne- saw
it's
the
right,
video.
You, there's that bridge that separates the causeway that goes to the cruise ships. It's right next to that.
And that bridge is always up or jammed when you're trying to get out of that arena. It takes forever.
So I have a question for all of you guys. Yeah. If an alien comes here and they said, come with us.
Yeah.
Would you go?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
all about the adventure. Let's roll.
I will go.
Go where?
Wherever they
want to go.
Well, suppose they want to like cut you open and experiment.
Well, don't accept the premise. They just want to take you on a trip and show you their
world. You want to leave planet Earth?
Yes.
And do what?
They're not going to take
no
you.
No more Rams games.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do? Can you imagine how big my Instagram account would get? It would be me.
That's all he cares about.
Me on the gram from outer space. Come on.
How do you know your signal might not be able to reach back here?
They're able to jam your phone.
Oh, right.
That's true. What if they got? They probably have way better internet than we do.
They probably do.
Can you imagine how far advanced are they, and how much can we learn? Maybe we have the solution for all the problems that we have, like cancer, like a lot of things.
That's fair.
That's right.
Mason. You could bring back all that information.
Oh, I'll bring back the cures.
Maybe somewhere in the world of the 10-foot alien in Miami.
Yeah.
Is the manual on how the Lakers can return to the in-season tournament Lakers, which starts tonight.
I think they're winning tonight.
I do too.
5 years, Michael.
If some rocket engineer comes and says, listen, we got a means to go to Mars. Would you sign up and go to Mars?
No. That's a different question.
But would you go if you could? One-way trip.
I would not.
They have terrible internet there. No.
Right. Michael, I'm dead serious. I have one question. They have golf courses there?
No.
Then I'm out.
But you can hit the ball
Did you see Matt Damon there trying to grow potatoes?
I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
A lot of people have signed up for it.
That's a different galaxy or something? Like an alien?
If aliens came and said, we can take you to light years away, I'd say, okay, that's cool.
You're not coming back,
though. You know what? If aliens come, like,
maybe they can bring you back quick.
Don't worry about it. They won't take you because they're not going to find anything in your brain.
I mean, the aliens are looking here and they're like, yo, Earth season 2024 is pretty wild right now.
Yeah, Michael, they're going to do exploratory surgery on your head and see if they can find a brain.
Yeah. Good luck. I've been looking for 20 years.
Don't encourage Pepe. Yeah.
I was just chipping in with Pepe.
Why are you fist bumping on that, Pepe?
So Shidano, you got a lot of. First of all, you dressed up or are you doing a game?
I am doing the game today.
He will be there for the resurgence starting tonight.
What happened in the Miami game? Do you see how fast Miami gets on the floor after made baskets?
Yeah.
My goodness, the pace they play with is impressive.
Yeah, you used to rip their coach because you didn't realize he was the best coach in the league.
Me?
Yeah.
I never said that. I thought he was good, but the best, better than Steve Kerr's got four, twice as many as him.
Doesn't matter. Steve Kerr's also had better players than him.
I would take, if I could take anybody, I would take Spoelstra.
I mean, I think he's
that good.
So John brought up a great point yesterday. He was talking about how, like, what is it, 2 minutes into the game, he's like
leaping out of his chair,
calling
screaming
plays
at his players for not picking up full court.
And I said, look who he learned from.
That's right.
The maniac you played for.
That's right. I was just going to tell you the same thing.
Miami plays that hard and disciplined because of Spoelstra or because Riley's looking over everything?
No, Spoelstra. It's Spoelstra's
team. They're lockstep.
No,
too.
But
Spoelstra is a mini me of Riley.
Right, but Spoelstra learned from Pat how it's supposed to be done. Yeah. Pat does not get involved with that stuff anymore and hasn't for years. Yeah. Like, this is Eric's show. Like, Pat likes to say there's one voice, and he's kind of faded into the background. He does like a press conference once or twice a year, the draft, the offseason. It's Eric all the time now.
Yeah, I love the way they play, man. They play with some passion.
You're going to see the Lakers play that way tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Lakers are the resurgence starts tonight.
And then you saw Hood Schifino go out there. I couldn't believe they put that poor kid in that position.
He's a first-round pick. Let him play.
He got blocked by Hawkes, right?
I mean, and he just looked like a deer in headlights, the poor kid. You know, and I think he could be a good player, but it's like, you know, tough.
He's 19. Give him time.
Right.
Hey, Shidano, I got a huge favor to ask.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're going to stay.
You want me to call Chris Ward?
Yeah.
No, Chris already
reached out to
me.
You?
Yeah,
all right, good.
You want him to work an extra hour and a half for you?
No. Okay. I am about to drive an hour and 15 minutes home.
Okay. You want us to entertain you?
Stupidity.
Okay,
I need
entertainment. I got Chris and Greg.
I need stupidity.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah, it's Chris and Bergman with me.
And you're giving away a pair of Laker tickets
for
BBGO Ticket Friday.
Yeah, congrats to the guy Barrera who won
on Gustavo Barrera won on our show, going to Lakers Clippers on Sunday.
Muy bien,
Barrera.
Muy bien. Si. All right, coming up next for you, we roll on with this combo plate, it is Shidano, Morales, and Bergman. We will see you Monday, 1 o'clock sharp, 710 ESPN.